The sheriff of Butte County, Corey Honey. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Let me just say first how sorry we are that your county is going through this terrible time. We feel some of your pain.
I thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And let's talk about the current status of things in Butte County. We know that the rain is coming in, and that is the good news, bad news story for you.
It is. That's a double-edged sword. Certainly will help with the fire suppression, but we're also concerned that it's going to create a lot of mud and make the search for remains more difficult.
And when you talk about the number of missing still being over 800 in Butte County, how much hope do you have about finding many of those people, or at least having them be in contact with you?
Well, I think I'd first talk about the language. You know, we talk about in terms of missing. I think the better way to characterize it is unaccounted for. A lot of these people just don't know that we're looking for them, or that loved ones or friends have called in and looking for them. But the answer to your question is I remain very hopeful. That's what gets me up in the morning.
Yeah.
And pushing forward is that we still have hope.
And I know that you are being joined in your efforts by people all over the country, firefighters, first responders, and we hope that some of the lessons that we learned last year will be helpful to you in the coming weeks and months.
They already have been, and we have a good contingent of folks from Sonoma County who are helping us get our arms around this really massive and unprecedented undertaking, and they've really helped us in that regard. So those lessons are already paying dividends in this incident.
And Sheriff, talk about the next phase. Once, you know, the fire has been put out, there's so much more work to do. And once the fire is put out, will your focus continue to be on finding the missing and recovery?
Absolutely. As the fire mission begins to ramp down, our mission continues to go on. We're going to do everything in our power to search those areas where human remains could be. We're going to try to recover those remains and, of course, get those folks back to their family members.
And, Sheriff, how large of an area would you say still has to be searched for those remains?
Well, we have a lot. We've been very diligent. We've got a lot of work done, but there's still a lot of work to do. And I am reluctant to characterize it in terms of a percentage or an area, because as we get into more populated areas, it may take longer to do that. I just don't want people to have a false sense of where we're at. So what I say in that regard is we've got a lot done. We have made a lot of progress, but we have more work to do.
And Sheriff, I know you've got a lot to do. Before we let you go, you were supposed to be retired by now. Has that been put off indefinitely?
No, that's not true. I'm not old enough to retire.
Ah, okay. All right. Very good. That was something I read that apparently not true. So thanks for straightening me out about that. We wish you the best of luck. If there's anything else that Sonoma County can contribute, we'll be happy to do it.
Thank you so much. You take care, okay?
All right. That is Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey talking about an update on the campfire, and that the search for those unaccounted for, as the sheriff put it, will be going on for some time.